This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, so enjoy the day. We're actually just talking about how good a day of college football, even the Thursday night opening session was, so to speak. It was a lot of fun. But if you're familiar with Dylan Raiola, quarterback of Nebraska, and you might be familiar, Figgy, I know you were asking about earlier. He's the guy that basically emulates everything that Patrick Mahomes does. From the walk into the stadium with the wraparounds, I guess they're Oakley, whatever, sunglasses, to the hairstyle, almost to a T.
Headbands, sleeves, bands, all of them.
Even the play sheet puts in exactly where he does it, where Mahomes does it, to the running to the end zone before the game starts, and the too high knee kick, you know, where they jump and all that stuff. To even the little finger thing when you're calling for a play,
like down literal mannerisms that everything Patrick Mahomes has. He's
like a person on TikTok that's just emulating somebody.
I'm glad you said that.
Imitating somebody.
Because my confession is two-parter. This is flat out creepy, man. I don't care what anybody says. People are like, oh, that's his mentor, and Patrick Mahomes was at the game, you know, and all this other stuff. Dude, there is, and Dylan Raiola says, well, I can't help it if I look like, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can, you know, maybe his face actually looks nothing like Patrick Mahomes. It's the hair and the mannerisms and the number and everything else that we just talked about.
Do we throw like Patrick Mahomes as far as like style?
Oddly enough, I haven't actually looked at their deliveries. I'll take
because the first thing I thought about, and not to be the what about this guy?
Yeah.
I thought about Hunter Brown.
Oh, okay.
Who pitched just like Justin Verlander.
No, but that, it's not that obvious.
We never look at him like that's Justin Verlander right there.
Well, and he doesn't, you know.
He don't walk around like Justin Verlander.
He hadn't colored his hair and all this other stuff.
I feel like, hey, I'm trying to do the mechanics of what you do because
that's
helps
fine.
You. Because that is literally what helps you be as good as what you can be.
He's trying to look like
Patrick Mahomes.
Wearing
the same headband and the like glasses are weird. Like, that doesn't help you throw the football.
He's trying to look like him.
Yes. I'm watching this game and I'm like, all right, this is just creepy. Like, to the point of like, I would, if it were me, I'd kind of have to start thinking about like a restraining order or something.
The bigger thing for me is like, where are the adults and the friends in his life to be like, hey man,
don't do this.
Well, for me, it's more about, you should probably find your own being in here, because this is like, you're just trying to take his identity, which is really not healthy.
Yeah.
Like, you should try to find your identity in here, young fella.
Not especially healthy because, is how you put it. I'm calling it creepy.
I also don't think he's good enough to make this shake, man.
No.
I'm sorry. Like, I have not watched enough Dylan Raiola prior.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him in that game versus Cincy, and I was like, this is
all right.
This is who I'm trying to be. Like, I'm trying to be Patrick Mahomes. Like, hey, brother, your arm or whatever you're doing's got to show up a lot better than what it did in that contest. So, yeah, man, how about you find your own identity? Or if you're going to emulate, like, let's find a way to emulate the play style and the way that this actually gets done.
I mean, and a texture points this out, and it's one of the things I did not mention. He even tries to walk like Mahomes, that little kind of waddle or whatever you want to call it. I'm like, this guy is, I would be like a little bit scared of him.
I would be looking
like a stalker.
I will probably call my lawyers like, yo,
yes,
is this something we need to look into possibly? Maybe some type of lawsuit or something? Because he's acting just like me.
It's incredible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Somebody was talking about this here on the text line and really kind of pointing to, or asking the question really, will Nick Caserio end up operating like the Patriots dynasty did? Because that's one of the things that's been, you know, highlighted in the conversation of Jerry Jones, is they don't really have a practice, and it's one of the things that you can point to and you go, oh, well, the Texans get things done early as opposed to the Cowboys, who let this linger on and then it gets them in a bad place. Because as of right now, it seems like Nick Caserio is working entirely opposite of what the Patriots, like paying early, paying a lot of dudes, where the Patriots to be like, hey, thanks for your service, move on. And move on from a player. I got to confess, I think that there you can draw dots to see how the way that the Texans operate right now is maybe less of an MO, but all of a setup. Because the time period that you're in right now, you have rookie deal quarterback. Yeah. You have flexibility, so you can afford to pay a little extra, pay early. But I think that that's making the most out of this time. I think that that's probably, if you wanted to, we've really given them a lot of credit for the short deals and maybe helping to manage the relationships with agents and players. How much of that might be just, we are on a shortened timeline until we're paying C.J. Stroud big money. And once we're paying C.J. Stroud big money, we don't want all this money on the books then. And then maybe you see a switch up in, we've earned our goodwill from the way that we've done this. And maybe we can make more,
cutthroat.
Cutthroat. Okay, I guess that's where I was trying to find a better, nicer way of saying it. But
I think that's what it is.
More cutthroat deals. Yeah. Then maybe you go more to now we have to be a little bit more diligent on who we do pay based off of this. And maybe we have to be a little bit more early on letting guys or moving on from guys. I think that you could probably draw the lines between all the ways that they operate right now with contracts and stuff, not necessarily being their tried and true MO, but just a setup for when they get to that time.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think Caserio, obviously smart guy. He's going to be a little more cutthroat, like a lot of teams, because he has to be.
Yeah.
Because he has to be.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a Patriots dynasty thing.
Yeah, it's an NFL thing.
Yeah, that's kind of how the game goes. Mm-hmm. And you see, he paid a lot of people early. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to say early, but he paid Stanley, he paid Nico and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that Nico,
we are circling around to him getting big money too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it seemed like it seemed like he's not really rolling like the Patriots did, where it's just like, well, we get all the production from you in peace.
Yeah.
Go get paid.
There's a difference between cutthroat and ruthless. I think the Patriots,
it didn't feel like a lot,
tended to be a little more ruthless.
I'm trying to think who the Patriots like paid bit money to outside of just the typical Tom Brady.
Right, right.
And it seemed like he's not really doing that. So, Ohio State played Texas this weekend.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. OHIO.
He did his own.
You knew we weren't going to do it.
Yeah, y'all weren't going to do it. I ain't going to let y'all. Y'all ain't got to do it. But I got to confess, I was listening to Ron and Clint, I want to say, a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they made a really good point about the game. This one of the biggest games probably of the year, mm-hmm. but the first game of the year being a noon o'clock kickoff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I know they trying to pump up the whole big noon kickoff all that stuff. But I'm like, man, this is the game that should be under the lights, man. I understand it from their point where we trying to start the year off right, trying to get people in at noon, but
keep them. That's what it is.
No, that is a Fox thing, right? Yeah,
they just want to keep them.
This is where college football and the traditions of it mm-hmm. runs up against. Well, we're getting all this money from the TV, and so we do what the TV wants.
Yeah.
If actually, funny enough, in this particular instance, though, it's less of Fox. It's Texas's fault. And I say that somewhat reluctantly. However, apparently Ohio State asked for the possibility of playing on Sunday night. No NFL that you have to go up against. Mm-hmm. Fox is like, well, Sunday night, I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Texas apparently didn't want to go for it for a good reason. Because they did not want to then have an artificially shortened week.
Yeah.
Because you get late on a Saturday, Sunday night.
And then
in Ohio, then you have to fly back. You don't get back until early in the morning.
And just
morning
the night
on
game
Monday.
In general.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's a night game on Saturday, you're still kind of the normal.
More intense.
Sure.
People tend to be a little more drunk and hype. And
quite possibly.
Yeah. But this is the game, though, man.
They don't want, especially when you have the opportunity to play on Saturday normally, they don't want to artificially shorten the week for the next week. I can hear that, but you're not wrong. Like, this game absolutely should be.
This is the biggest game for tomorrow, and it's playing at noon.
You know what, though, all that said?
11 a.m. Central.
I'll take the night game Clemson-LSU. That's going to be pretty dang good. Clemson-LSU at, I think, 6:30, 7:30, something like that.
Yeah.
While still on the topic of Texas and Ohio State, I know you've probably seen this video. Big ups to Southwest Airlines for giving Lee Corso really touching tribute at the gate. He was about to get on the plane.
And I was going to grab the audio, but it was like
it was long. I was going to do the same, but it was kind of long. And, you know, clearly the gate agent had dealt with him a lot, and he had a picture, and it's been years, decades of him going to the same gate for whatever flights and all that, which is kind of weird. But anyway, but as much as I...
How's that weird?
Because usually they have different – he doesn't go to Columbus, Ohio every week. You know what I'm saying? Different gates for different cities. But as much as I think that was really cool of Southwest Airlines, it was very much appreciated. Standing ovation from everybody there. They're making Lee Corso fly commercial?
I don't think that they're making Lee Corso fly commercial. I think that's what Lee Corso does.
And he can't even go like on a – airline that has first class.
Well, you remember that you remember that college
he's going on
Southwest.
Love him.
Hey, he's other people, man.
He's going
so he's
on
just
Southwest
like me
for 30 years.
Hey, he's just like me.
You remember College Game Day? College Game Day has a private jet sponsorship that they fly in their special guest pickers on.
A dog flies on a private jet.
That's true.
They fly a dog on a private jet with Kirk Herbstreit. And Lee Corso's sitting there, you know, in the B line or whatever it is, the second group or for whatever.
John Lopez. How old is Lee Corso?
I believe he's 90, isn't he?
You think you're gonna tell Lee Corso to do something that he don't want to do?
But just say
sometimes you got to do that.
You don't think that they did offer? Lee Corso has been flying Southwest for literally 40 something years.
He's
doing this.
Lee sees like the type of guy that's like, no, I don't want to bother y'all. I'm good. I got.
But
this.
At some point, hey Lee, you can go straight to the airplane. No waiting. We'll fly you straight.
You
to-
want to fight with that old man? really want to fight with that old man?
Let me try to localize. Let's say Lopez is 90 years old, and I got a private jet and all this other stuff. And Lopez is like, nah, I don't want to buy. I'm like, nah, come OG, come on. You coming with me.
Yeah.
At least for this last game. This is the last one.
That too. Like, even the last game, you're going to go on.
This is not the whole year,
not
man.
Like
this is
commercial?
One last game. Just roll with me.
And then you listen to Corso
jet.
Be like, I've done it this way to all. In fact, does this not sound like the old man? I've done it this way, and it's worked for me all that time. I'm not changing on the last one. In fact, Lee Corso, he keeps an office with the Ticonderoga company, yes, the pencil people, because pencils matter to him, as recently as the last couple of years. You think he was working at the Ticonderoga? He is a man of habit, and he is a ornery old man, as most old men are, and I have a hard time believing that you were going to get him on
your ass in this private jet and stop playing with me, man.
And by the way, Figgy, I'd be going every game private jet with you, man.
Yeah, I was like, you said you were going to have to fight Lopez. I was like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
I was amazed that the guy is sitting there like with boarding group number two.
And a great point. Imagine all the miles that Corso accumulated.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
That might have been the reason why he took Southwest to begin with. He was like, hey, I got these miles though. I've been going for years. I'm gonna use these.
Miles over a private jet?
Show you he ain't really bougie like that, man. He's other people. Yes.
Lopez, with the amount of age that you have, you really don't get old folks. They love getting over.
Free stuff.
I got this coupon, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this coupon. All right. Somebody said it'd be hilarious if Lee is in Group C. He might like it that way. Group C, middle C.
Got him sitting in the middle.
All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's keep the college football fun happening and going, because coming up next, let's get into our John Lopez's college football headline of the week headed into week one college football. The time is here and we'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.